This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
We go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Tyler King. Reporter for the Denver Gazette, also NFL draft analyst. He joins us now. We're going to talk through Shedeur Sanders. We're going to talk through the NFL draft prospects. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you here. I think you're talking to the two most Shedeur Sanders skeptics in Cleveland. It's not that I don't think he's a good football player. It's a little hot. It's a little hot to touch at two there for Shedeur and the Cleveland Browns. Where do you stand on him as a top 10 pick?
Yeah, I get it for you guys in Cleveland being a little skeptical of any kind of quarterback addition. That certainly checks out with everything I've been following from afar with the Browns recently. But I think it's a really interesting situation with the quarterbacks at the top. I think people are starting to lean more toward Cam Ward now. It'll be interesting to see if he goes one to Tennessee, but if Shador's there for the Browns at two, I think it'll be an interesting decision for them. I mean, I obviously watched every single one of his snaps the last two seasons here in Colorado and was just super impressed. I think the biggest thing that always sticks out to me is just his poise and some of the late game moments that he was able to deliver for this team, whether it was, you know, a late touchdown drive to force overtime, overtime heroics, Hail Marys, things like that. He always kind of steps up when the moment necessitates it, even if maybe the physical tools don't jump off the page at times. But it was always kind of the poise and, like I said, the ability to make big plays when the Buffs needed the most, especially this season. You know, they had that pretty long winning streak, were in contention to make the Big 12 title game with a roster that frankly didn't deserve to be there, that was propped up by him and Travis Hunter as well. So I get the skepticism, but I think if there's a person you want to put your franchise behind, I would feel confident doing it with Shedeur.
When it comes to on the field and quarterbacks, especially for me, top three picks, I call them the six tools: accuracy, arm strength, leadership, toughness, mobility, and ability to read defenses. Where do you think Shedeur falls in the checking of the boxes of those six tools?
I think toughness is the one that sticks out to me the most that you mentioned there. Accuracy as well, and leadership, I think, would be the other two, but toughness the most. I mean, just looking, if anybody watched, you know, every single one of these games the last couple of years at Colorado, you could see that the offensive line he was playing behind was not exactly high quality, especially during that 2023 season. Last year was a little bit better. Their freshman left tackle is probably going to be an NFL player one day, but that's about it. I mean, he's playing behind patchwork offensive line. They were constantly rotating guys in and out, whether it was due to inconsistent play or injuries, what have you. And, you know, even taking all the sacks that he did, he only missed the final really game and a half of the 2023 season. Regularly stands in the pocket to deliver big-time throws down the field. And even when he did get hit, he would get back up pretty quickly. And like I said, never really missed that much time. So I think toughness is the one that has always stood out to me. And I don't think it was fake toughness either. Like, I do think he actually it's not really about durability. It's just he is a guy that's willing to take hits for his team and make throws and even scramble out of the pocket at times, even when I thought it was a little bit too much at times the last couple of seasons, and he should have gotten rid of the ball a little bit more. But he definitely is a really tough kid.
Tyler King on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, sports reporter for the Denver Gazette. Did you have many interactions with Shador off the field in maybe media rooms? Can you give us a little bit of an insight into maybe, that side of Shador?
Yeah, there were a couple times, whether it was at, media days for the, conference media days in the summer, times after games, on the sidelines, before a game, whatever. It was always very genuine. Other events that he would do, some charity work around in the community. He was always a very genuine person, never really thought that there was a riff in the locker room that players didn't want to play for him. Like, it definitely, going back to what I was saying about leadership earlier, I do think that he does have that quality too, where he's able to connect with guys despite kind of his star power. And, it may feel weird for some teammates. This guy's got his own rap song playing in the locker room after wins. That may feel a little bit weird, but I never got that vibe with the Buffs this past year. I mean, obviously winning helped. They had a pretty solid season overall, but, it always seemed like they enjoyed playing with Shador, and he was always a guy that was willing to take out his offensive lineman for meals and things like that. So, that's what I was saying earlier about, trusting him as the leader of a franchise. I think he's not maybe what some people might expect from the outside looking in as Deion Sanders' kid. I think he's his own person, that's for sure. And, I've been impressed with what I saw from him.
What part of his game do you feel he needs to develop yet?
I think he's an accurate quarterback, but I don't think the arm strength is necessarily what you want to see from a top five pick, maybe. That's, talking with, I'm certainly not really a film guru, but talking with people that I do know on that side of the world and who that's their thing, that was always the thing that they told me about his game, that they would like to see him be able to push the ball down the field a little bit more zip at times. And maybe there were times where he would make some ill-advised throws, but overall, I think he sees the defense well. I think he's an accurate quarterback, and I think he's got some ability to him as well, even if he doesn't want to do that at times. But I would say it's probably the arm strength that is the one thing that maybe you have some questions about.
Tyler, what do you think the probability is that Deion Sanders is listening to this interview right now to determine how much access you have next year?
Probably negative 10%, if I'm being honest.
I would give it at least negative 3%. That's just me. So I'm curious. I actually, before we get to Deion, I actually do want to ask you about Travis Hunter, because he's been listed as only a DB at the combine coming up. I think some of his value is being driven by the fact that he is an insanely good two-way player and Heisman candidate and all that. And I wonder if some of the value lops off there, if he's not somebody you're going to give some touches to at wide receiver. What can you tell us about Travis as a cornerback?
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think he was definitely one of the best corners in the country last season. Maybe Will Johnson at Michigan had the edge at times, but I still think he's worthy of being a first-round pick as a cornerback. But I fully agree with you that I think his value as a top three, top five pick comes because I do think he has a legitimate chance to play both ways in the NFL. I mean, nothing that I saw over the last 2 years showed me that he can't do it. And I don't know if it's at a full-time level. I would, if you're a team desperate enough, you could give it a shot. But I do think there's at least a scenario where he's a full-time cornerback, because I do think that is where he will play full-time, that and there and not receiver. But I also think there you could play him as like a wide receiver three, give him 20 to 25, maybe even 30 offensive snaps a game, and get him involved offensively, because I mean, he is just so gifted as a pass catcher too. Route running, maybe not his specialty, but you know, when the play breaks down, he has to come back to the ball. He has a knack for getting open. His hands are incredible. So I think it would be a waste to draft him and not at least try him at wide receiver, even part-time, but I think he could do it even more than that.
Okay, got to get into Deion Sanders. He did the Super Bowl media row tour. He had mentioned that he's already talked to the top three teams, if my memory serves me correctly, in the NFL draft. Obviously, that includes the Cleveland Browns. What type of role do you think Deion is going to play throughout this draft process? And what type of role do you think Deion will maintain as Shador enters the NFL?
I think those are two different things. I do think he's going to play a big role in the lead up to the draft. I think he just wants Shador to be comfortable wherever he goes. I don't think he's going to be the one pulling all the strings and dictating where he goes and just kind of telling Shador this is what it's going to happen. I think he wants to just be an ear, just lend an ear of advice for Shador and kind of help give him as much insight as he can and be in sitting in on meetings, give him his opinion on things as well. But just making sure that Shador is comfortable and feels and trusts the organization that is going to take him, because obviously he's going to go pretty high. It's going to be they're going to be turning the keys of the franchise over to him in all likelihood. And I think Deion understands quarterbacks, even though he didn't play the position, that it's all about fit to kind of for success. And I think he gets that, and obviously wants Shador to be as successful as possible. So he's just going to kind of guide him to where he thinks is best and where he's comfortable, like I said. But after the fact, you know, for Shador's career, I think that's a little bit more interesting. I think as long as he's coaching Colorado, which we'll see how long that eventually is for, I think he'll kind of back off and let Shador have his own career. But if he ever gets out of coaching and back into the media side, maybe he's a little bit more involved behind the scenes and what Shador is doing and things like that. But for right now, I think, you know, going to the draft process, just thinking about how to make sure Shador is comfortable with wherever he lands at.
Do you think Deion could end up in the NFL as head coach?
I do not. I don't think it fits him. I think if it would have happened, it probably would have been this offseason with somewhere like the Raiders. I don't really think the Cowboys was ever realistic, but maybe somewhere like the Raiders where they're in position to take Shador at six or move up a couple spots and get him. Because I do think he really, really enjoyed coaching his sons. Shador, Shiloh, Travis Hunter as well. He can kind of considers him like a third, like an extra son. So we'll see how that goes at Colorado this year without those guys around. But I don't think he's going to want to coach in the NFL. It's just not really his style from what I've seen from him the last couple of years. He's really a CEO type, not really like a play caller on either side of the ball, things like that. He really just kind of runs the show behind the scenes. hires good people and gets them in place, and that doesn't really seem to be the NFL model. You could argue Nick Sirianni just did that with the Eagles, but that doesn't seem like a thing all NFL franchises are really after at this point. So it just doesn't seem like that's something he's interested in at this point.
Follow this man on social media at King_TylerB on X. Tyler, really good stuff, buddy. Appreciate your time there, filling in a pinch, and really good stuff. Have a lovely weekend.
Yeah, you too, guys. Anytime.
Thank you so much there. Tyler King of the Denver Gazette on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He gave us plenty to react to on Shador Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes. Pretty much all the ones that we've been talking about now. Travis Hunter, Dion. That's coming up in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.